If you look atop the leaderboard for touchdowns in Class 4A, you will find Caden Klein's name twice. Cardinal Sr. has 35 total touchdowns this season and is tied for the lead in rushing touchdowns with 18. Klein added to those totals last week in a convincing 51-7 home win over Fort Dodge in the first round of the Class 4A playoffs last Friday night. He had a hand in all seven Newton touchdowns, which were scored before the midway point of the third quarter. Klein ran for 5 touchdowns and threw for 2. The senior doesn't recall any other high school game where he's had that many scores.
I'm sure I did in middle school at some point. Middle school games were kind of crazy like that, but no, not in high school. I can't recall a game like that.
Klein's touchdown runs were from 1, 5, 11, and 51 yards out, while both touchdown passes went to wide receiver Finn Martin and covered 17 and 51 yards. He ended the game with 128 rushing yards on 9 carries and was 5 of 7 passing for 117 yards. Martin has been Klein's favorite receiver this year, catching 39 of his 71 completed passes. Newton head coach Andy Swedengelm says Klein and Martin have spent a lot of their own time outside of practice working on pass routes, and Klein believes that has helped.
Yeah, I know. Me and Finn spent a lot of time together, especially out there on that football field. I mean, all summer we're out here working together, and so we've built a great connection, so that's how we're able to do what we can do on Friday nights.
The Cardinal offense, with Klein at the controls, seems to be playing at its best right now. Last Friday night, the team scored on their first 8 possessions, 6 in the first half and the first 2 after halftime, ending their scoring with under 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
We were focused on our execution. We were able to do that. And so when you execute like that, you can win some games.
Klein says one of the most memorable plays from last week's game wasn't one of his touchdowns. It was the play before his 1-yard score with 3 minutes 30 seconds left in the first quarter.
As I was running out there, I think Rylan picked up a nice block, and then Isaiah picked up a really good block out in front of me. And so watching both those guys pick up blocks in front of me and just take guys out, I mean, it's fun watching them do that while I'm running the ball. So that was a definitely memorable run.
In the Cardinals' 6 home games this season, Newton's outscored their opponents 270-101, and Klein has had a hand in a lot of those points.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, I've got a bunch of great teammates around me, a bunch of guys that are really good at what they do, and so it allows me to do what I'm good at. And so just having all those guys around me, having coaches setting up plays for us to do what we do best, it's allowed us to have some really good games, especially at home. And obviously, the home crowd has been great, and we've had some cool things like fireworks and stuff, which have been really fun and makes the game environment really awesome.
The Cardinals' lone loss of the season was in week 2 when several of the players, including Klein, were playing through injuries. They gave up a touchdown on a 4th and goal with under 30 seconds left and lost to a top 10 ranked North Polk squad 16-13. Klein didn't play on defense in that game, and his main offensive threat was sidelined as well.
I dealt with a pulled hamstring the first couple weeks, so I mean, I was on a no-run policy. Yeah, being able to get back to running the ball has definitely been nice.
On defense, Klein has 26 solo tackles and 1 sack, and he says he really missed that part of the game those first 2 weeks of the season when he was injured.
I mean, offense has been super fun since we've been so explosive, but missing those first couple games on defense, it was tough sitting on the sideline. I'm not used to it, so it's nice being able to get back out there on the defense side of the ball.
Newton Senior's competitiveness showed when I asked him a question pertaining to offense and defense.
What do you take more pride in, a nice run or, you know, maybe a nice open field tackle?
Probably a nice open field tackle, because that's kind of a one-on-one versus a nice run. A lot of times there's a lot of other guys that allow that to happen.
Klein's family is full of athletes and a connection to Central College. His dad, Chad, played football for Central, while his mom, Mandy, played softball. His older brother, Cody, is a member of the Central College football team.
So, he was always bringing me along, teaching me, and getting me to come work out with him. So, yeah, a lot of my success can be credited to him. But, we were always competitive, going back and forth, like any siblings would be.
His younger sister, Cameron, just finished playing volleyball for the Cardinals. After last week's win over Fort Dodge on the KRLS 3 postgame show, Coach Swedengelm gave Caden Klein the ultimate compliment, saying he hopes his 2 kids turn out just like him. When I told the Newton senior about that comment, he complimented the coach right back.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest compliments you can get. So, yeah, it means a lot. And, I just try to be a good role model for all the kids. And so I take a lot of pride in that, and being able to get a compliment like that from such a great head coach means a lot.
Klein and the rest of the Newton Cardinals will try and get win number 10 tonight at Gilbert. If they do, they'll be playing in a Class 4A state semifinal game at the Unidome in Cedar Falls next week. Pre-game on KRLS-3 is at 6:30 tonight with kickoff at 7 p.m. For Football Friday Nights and KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Randy Van.